Good morning. It's May 26, 2016. I'm Dee McClung, and this is Archer Monologue. I've been thinking about a segment of the show I posted the other day, a little 4 minute and 49 second show. And I'm thinking about it, I just listened to it, and I'm concerned because I use words, language that may not be appropriate by my standards, at least, because I use the word death and I said something to the effect of, I'll quote myself here, I said, they don't deserve to live. So I listened to it, because it's been bothering me a bit since I posted it. And if something bothers me, bothers anybody that does something, if something you do bothers you, then you should examine it. Or re-examine it and see if it was appropriate for you to do that thing, whatever it may be. It's called being responsible for your behavior and your actions and your words and so on. At any rate, I thought I made it clear at the beginning that I was going to rant a bit about this issue. This is the issue about abortion, and I rant from time to time. I'm allowed. The comments I made were emotionally charged. I admit that on the segment, and I admit it again. The statement that I made on that segment was emotionally charged. It was a rant, and you could almost say that I was being a bit hysterical. Usually try not to be just out and out emotional, particularly when I'm outraged over something. I try to control myself or constrain myself. I don't mean suppress or repress. Self-censorship is fine, by the way. People should do it more often, at least on the internet. There are a lot of people that should censor themselves. But I don't necessarily mean think that the websites like Facebook and so on, or even this provider of this radio channel to me, which I bought and own, by the way, contractual agreement. I own it. It's mine. I can do with it as I please. That doesn't mean I have to, but it means I can. Of course, the website that provides my radio channel, this one that you're listening to, have their ideas about certain things. Like, they suggest there are rules that they make up that basically are fabricated and arbitrary. Anyway, I was just thinking about the show, just a less than 5 minutes, and I could go back and edit it out, the words or the phrases that I used that that concern me, that I feel perhaps maybe were inappropriate, or I could just delete the whole show entirely, that particular segment. However, I still might. I haven't had any feedback, positive or negative, from anybody on that show yet. And I know a few people have listened to it. My podcast is new. I haven't been active on the radio, this radio format, until recently. And I will be more active. and people are beginning to catch on to it and listen to the show, like you are now. And I think it's important that I'm responsible and that I make myself clear about situations where I might be doing a little rant, a little emotionally charged expression. I need to be sure that that is understood, and it's difficult for people to understand some things. A lot of people misunderstand certain things. And there's a possibility that someone might listen to that segment and misunderstand it or misinterpret it based on their standards or their understanding of certain rules of etiquette, etc. I wouldn't want people to misunderstand me. They do quite often, but I don't want them to. I would prefer they wouldn't misinterpret what I say. That's another show. We'll talk about it later. So I was just thinking about it, trying to decide whether I should edit it or just delete it entirely. And as far as the subject of abortion is concerned, it's a very important issue. And I try to address that issue with responsibility and with some sense of rational thinking and express myself rationally and not sound like a raving lunatic. It's important in today's society that we don't sound like or appear to be a raving lunatic. Although a lot of people are. And they get away with it, and a lot of times people agree with their lunacy. Donald Trump, for example, is a lunatic. And I say that somewhat frivolously because I wouldn't tell the world that Donald Trump was a lunatic in any kind of like a charge against him or even, I don't want to libel him or defame him pointlessly or without any justification. So anyway, but I think he's a lunatic. And at the same time, I'm not saying he's a bad person or that he's insane in a complete mental illness kind of way. I just think that a lot of times he doesn't understand what he's saying or realize what he's saying, that realize what's wrong with what he's saying. But I have a show about, I'm doing a show about Donald and in the near future, and I'll be expressing some thoughts on and observations on Donald Trump and the possible future candidate or possible president of the United States of America, which is, to some degree, it's disturbing and concerns me a little bit. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton is not a good person, and this is obvious. But anyway, that's another show. We'll talk about it later. So I'm just saying I'm concerned about that particular segment. I did use the word death. I did use the phrase don't deserve to breathe or doesn't deserve to breathe in regards to specific people in the state that Oklahoma, I believe it was, who passed a law banning all abortion. It was a rant. It was pure emotional rant. It was not meant to be taken as a serious, scholastic, or educated, enlightened, sophisticated discussion, or even a monologue in that case. It was, in other words, I wasn't making any threats or any terrorist acts, advocating any terrorist acts, or, well, we'll talk about terrorism in another show as well. But I just, it concerns me. And I could have done a better job even ranting about the subject than I did. And so I may just take it down and redo it at a later time. And I'm thinking about doing that. If you haven't heard it, you don't know what I'm talking about. So you're obviously, if you haven't heard it, you wouldn't be affected one way or the other by that. If it's offensive, and you didn't hear it, then you're not offended because you don't know what I said. But if you have listened to the show and it disturbed you or you have some questions regarding it, then you know, certainly give me some feedback. There's leave some comments on the page. However, if you do make comments, just remember, I am the last word on what gets posted and what stays posted. I can delete your comment if I don't like it. That's not censorship particularly. It is censorship in a form, but I have the power. And just because I have the power doesn't mean I have to use it, mind you. But if I think it's appropriate to delete your comment because I think it's obnoxious or you know, it's too stupid to be heard by other people, I make that judgment. It's my radio show. So there's no... I own it, so to speak. The website that provides the radio outlet for me, like I said, I own it, I paid for it, it belongs to me, I can do what I want with it, but I don't want to be irresponsible with it any more than I want to be irresponsible with it any other place. I don't want to be irresponsible when I'm driving my car, for example. Don't want to be irresponsible when I'm engaging in normal day-to-day activities. So anyway, I wanted to say this. I wanted to post this. I wanted to, and you should give me some feedback, I think. It would be nice and appreciated, and I'm not going to... I'm not suggesting you post a comment that is obnoxious and just as vile as what I said in the post. On the podcast, but if you can be civilized, I want to offer constructive criticism about what I said, the show, and my use of the words that I used that I just mentioned. And should a person like myself should I actually post rants that are of that nature? It could very well cast aspersions upon me, to my character or my sanity. So anyway, I'm going to post this for your consideration. If I don't take this show down immediately, you can find it on there. It's the one with the word abortion in the title of the show. Again, it was a purely emotional reaction to the news article about Oklahoma banning abortion. It's an absurd concept because the Supreme Court done ruled on that. And in my opinion, it was a good ruling. And the consequences are good, or a plus for American society. At least there's a possibility that Americans can act civilized and somewhat intelligent. But many choose not to. So at any rate, that's about what I have to say on the subject in this case, and I'm going to end this segment in a moment. And then I will decide sometime today, I suppose, whether I'm going to edit or delete that segment on abortion, my rant against Oklahoma's legislature and the people of Oklahoma who voted to elect them to the legislature. At least 33 out of the 50. Or so, legislature. 33 voted for it. This boggles my mind. All right, we'll talk to you later, and have a good day.